Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And has disinformation by Russia helped them prominently in justifying and in winning the war in which they're currently engaged? Not really, because so many people are rightly extraordinarily skeptical about anything coming out of the Kremlin. But there are new attempts at disinformation that are particularly alarming and particularly irresponsible. There's, in fact, the claim that apparently is being advanced today that one of the reasons that Russia must complete its takeover of Ukraine and end its status as an independent nation is because of biological warfare ads, as labs that are actually, they believe, working on biological warfare that the Ukrainians are going to use. Now, of course, it's preposterous, but there is this coverage on Fox News. It's a clip 10 from Jennifer Griffin about the origins of those labs that are now being cited by Putin as a justification for this war. Listen, this is clip 10.
Those are Soviet-era biolabs that the U.S. has been engaged since 2005 in trying to help Ukraine convert the research facilities safely. In Uzbekistan, for instance, the United States eliminated nearly 12 tons of weaponized anthrax from an island in the Aral Sea in 2001. Here's a statement from the Pentagon. Quote, on a daily basis, Russia propagates either directly through state-run media outlets or through the use of surrogates, disinformation aimed at BTRPs, the U.S. Biothreat Reduction Program's laboratory, and capacity-building efforts in former Soviet Union countries. The Lugar Center in Georgia and the Central Reference Laboratory in Kazakhstan are the primary targets, but more recent disinformation efforts have targeted laboratories in Ukraine. Through these different disinformation campaigns, Russia falsely claims the United States is developing biological weapons in laboratories in these countries, as well as killing local populations with purposeful release of biological agents. That is why White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Moscow's talk today about these biolabs has led to concern by U.S. intelligence that Russia could use chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine to create a false flag operation using them.
Okay, what they're talking about is some kind of infection, some kind of disaster, some kind of mass murdering catastrophe, and then say, oh yes, this was the U.S. bio labs in Ukraine, which first of all don't exist right now, and secondly, it's a complete slander against the United States, and it goes back historically, and this is a family matter for me. I'm going to mention something which I haven't talked about before on the air, but I can assure you is true. I know it because I know it from my late mother. My mom, Ronnie Medved, was a biochemist. And one of her first jobs after she completed her master's degree at Rutgers was, her very first job was at Fort Detrick, Maryland. And this is very shortly before I was born. And that was a facility that at the very end of World War II was working on biological warfare, but working on it in a defensive way. In other words, if you know the other side, and the other side in World War II, of course, was the Nazis and then to a lesser extent the Japanese, if you know they are developing biological weapons, and they were then you have to develop antidotes. You have to be prepared to defend yourself, not with a deterrent, but with an actual defense. What do you do if somebody puts out a deliberate attempt to infect people with anthrax? You may remember people were terrified about that right after September 11th. And rightly so, because people are going to smash airplanes into buildings to do mass murder are certainly capable of creating various pathogens that can claim thousands of other people. And you may remember that there was a great terror about a few alleged packs of anthrax that were sent to different people. It turned out not to be real, but there was a real concern that security at one of the biological laboratories had been breached by the United States, in the United States, by a disgruntled and mentally ill employee. There's also more sort of woke efforts at disinformation. And, for instance, the idea that Ukraine is terribly racist. I mean, I mentioned before, I just finished a column about the historic racism by Russians and Russian rulers going back to Peter the Great against Ukrainian people. And trying to exterminate, basically, Ukrainian culture, identity, and even language. But there's a Ukrainian member of parliament who speaks out very clearly about the current slander, claiming that black Ukrainians, there aren't that many, are suppressed and oppressed and the victims of discrimination and race hatred. Here is what that member of parliament actually had to say. It's clip 21.
What do you make of the stories of the differences between the way people are being treated at the borders as they're trying to escape? Have you heard any feedback that people are being treated differently when they try to flee based on their color of their skin?
I know this situation, but I am a famous Ukrainian. I am a member of Ukrainian parliament. And you know, Russian propaganda do everything about pushing our country in racism. It's not a truth, because I know Ukrainian is very tolerant country, and we don't support racism here. That's 100%, you know. But I know that it's Russian propaganda works very good, and so it's not true about Ukraine.
And he says, I know the situation with African citizens. I know this, but we need to. Sorry, my English is not so good. We need to know the truth. It's like the Russian claims that Ukrainians are actually a neo-Nazi cabal. And you'll notice that before we played one of those pro-Putin broadcasts on an Indian television network, where they also described the Ukrainian government as neo-Nazis, which is beyond ridiculous. The Jewish community in Ukraine is arguably the most vital Jewish community in Europe. It is. It's been growing dramatically. There is great religious ferment and enthusiasm. There are flourishing Jewish institutions. And in fact, the Jewish community has played a very crucial role with aid from Israel to helping people who need to escape for various reasons, and often it's because of health reasons, often it's because they're elderly and they're related health reasons, helping those people escape. And aside from which, both the defense minister in Ukraine and their government and the president happen to be Jewish. There's another attempt to try to classify a hate crime when it really has to do with mental illness. We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The aspects of the United States that actually I think gives our nation great credit and great glory is the involvement of citizens and private citizens in some cases, but some cases members of the American military, in righteous and kind and generous help for people who are suffering a great deal. And It's particularly striking in the midst of a very bloody right now, and it's turned into that shooting war that is going on in Ukraine. There's a U.S. paratrooper who actually took advantage of vacation to make a difference. And good for CBS News in covering the inspiring story. Listen.
Been in a crowded corner, armed with a cardboard sign and Google Translate.
Russian to English.
U.S. Army Captain Sebastian Connor is carrying out his self-appointed mission, finding rooms for refugees in transit.
The only way I could think of to actually help these people was to get hotels and put them in a place where they could get a hot shower and a bed.
So this is how you're spending your vacation?
Now it is. Yeah.
Connor was on leave in Poland, visiting the Nazi death camp at Treblinka when the Russian assault happened. Instead of taking his planned flight to Ireland, he grabbed a train to this town near the Ukrainian border and started booking every hotel room he could find.
I saw that human tragedy, I saw this unfolding, and I was like, I can't do nothing. It doesn't make any sense.
These four women and 6-year-old Adam came from Kyiv. Their train for Warsaw didn't leave until the next day, so instead of sleeping at the station, they followed Connor about 15 minutes through cold cobblestone streets to this hostel.
Thank you.
Where they get four beds, free of charge. Did you think you would have to leave?
No, I did. Even yesterday, I didn't know if I should leave or I should stay, yes.
Mother, brother, father, all of my other friends stay here, there, and we cry, very, very cry, all cry when train go. All train cry, maybe.
The whole train is crying.
Yes.
In the face of overwhelming uncertainty, knowing where they're going to sleep tonight, they said helps. And for this night, that's enough.
That's certainly the kind of story that is particularly welcome at a time like this. Not so welcome is the development of social justice applied to lingerie. There's a terrific piece by Christopher Rufo in City Journal. And it points out that last year, undergarment retailer Victoria's Secret was in crisis. Sales were down, stores were closing, and activists, having accused the country of everything from transphobia to deforestation, had badly damaged the brand. Executives huddled together and designed an ambitious turnaround plan that spin off the company into a separate entity, denounce previous leadership as racist and misogynistic, and adopt a new marketing strategy that would focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion in underwear instead of physical beauty. I mean, after all, Victoria's Secret, what does that have to do with beauty, right? The change in the company was significant. All the men on the board of trustees, with the exception of CEO Martin Waters, were replaced by women. The Victoria's Secret Angels, women like Heidi Klum, Gisela Bündchen, Mrs. Tom Brady, and Tyra Banks, were out. A new group of women called the VS Collective was in. The new models were chosen on political rather than aesthetic grounds. The group included the soccer player and LGBTQIA activist Megan Rapinoe, a plus-size model and body advocate Paloma Elsesser, and transgender swimsuit model Valentina Sampaio, who was born a biological male. Executives crafted a narrative of explicit political activism. Elsesser promised to change the world and expand the company's product lines to XXXXX. That's 5X's L size. That's a big move. Sampaio pledged to use her new position to raise our vibration and catalyze positive change. And an equality activist named Amanda DeCatenay said that the point was not to sell underwear, but to shift culture. Of course, that's why people support Victoria's Secret. They want to shift culture. The new marketing strategy is constructed on a fashionable ideology and a strict taboo. The ideology is intersectionality, that traditional beauty standards are dismissed as patriarchal, racist, sexist, ableist, and sizist. The models must instead represent the constellation of oppressed identities. The VS Collective does this with panache. During the launch of a marketing campaign, Rapinoe explicitly condemned the company's past, calling it a patriarchal, sexist institution that was really harmful to women. That's exactly the way you want to sell lingerie, right? The political ideology that underpins the Victoria's Secret campaign is enforced by a corresponding taboo. It could be a ghastly faux pas to point out that some of the women in the VS Collective are, to put it delicately, not quite as beautiful as their predecessors. To the contrary, the public must affirm Rapinoe and Elliser as at least equally beautiful as the outdated and oppressive standards embodied by Heidi Klum and Tyra Banks. One cannot point out either that the collective social justice activism is mostly a self-serving scam. The point about all of this is, has it helped to sell underwear in any way? Help to sell lingerie? No! The question of how the market will respond. For years, conservatives have argued that the forces of free enterprise would lead woke capital to self-destruct. That position is looking less persuasive as time passes, with Fortune 100 companies lining up behind social justice messaging and critical race theory style training programs. On the other hand, the financial numbers for Victoria's Secret suggest that intersectionality might not provide a successful foundation for lingerie sales. The company's stock has declined 32% since its peak. Immediately following the reorganization last year, the company recently forecast that declining sales numbers, and in a survey conducted by Bank of America, 23% of women said they liked Victoria's Secret less than they did pre-COVID, compared with 13% who said they liked it more. Executives have even tried to blame poor financial performance on the war in Ukraine. Really? I'm not so sure. What's an alternative to all of this? Well, there's a refreshing alternative, literally, physically, and spiritually refreshing, maybe. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden and his administration is continuing to blame Vladimir Putin's price hike for all soaring inflation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's also no question that when a foreign dictator invades a foreign country, and when that foreign dictator is the head of a country that is the third largest supplier of oil in the world, that is going to have an impact, and it is.
Pushed by the skyrocketing cost for gas, housing, and food, inflation started long before Putin invaded Ukraine, and has now risen to 7.9% over the past 12 months. It's the sharpest hike since 1982. Good news for baseball fans, the Major League Baseball lockout is over. It took more than 3 months and multiple deadlines for delaying the regular season before Major League Baseball and the Players Association ended their stalemate and came to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement. The first regular season game will be April 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, portions of today's broadcast are brought to you by Nova Scotia Tourism. And yeah, I bet there are a lot of people with travel coming back and summer coming up, haven't even heard of Nova Scotia. But it's an incredibly scenic and beautiful and occasionally rustic place, and it's nearby, right on Canada's east coast. Pam Wambach is a media relations specialist for Tourism Nova Scotia. And you actually grew up in Nova Scotia in a lobster fishing town in the southwest, is that right?
That's correct. I'm a born and raised Nova Scotian, so it's near and dear to my heart. And yes, I'm probably considered a bit of a lobster fanatic. Yeah, I grew up in a lobster town in a lobster community and a lobster family. And honestly, I was probably 10 or 11 years old when I heard someone talking about having turkey for Christmas dinner, and I thought that that was a really weird thing to have for a Christmas dinner.
instead of the lobster. I have spent a great deal of time in Maine, and many people know Maine, and it's known for its beauty here in the United States. But Nova Scotia's even more unspoiled, the similar landscape. What are the particular advantages of taking time off to look at what I think will seem to a lot of Americans like a very different world in Canada's East Coast and the Maritime Provinces?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, and there's a lot of natural affiliations that we here in Atlantic Canada have with New England and the northeastern coastline of the states. But at the same time, we are still another country. And I do find, and I hear it quite a bit, that when people come to Nova Scotia, it feels like they're, honestly, like they're in Europe, but better value for their money kind of to come here. So it is easy to get to. We are the second smallest province in Canada on the East Coast, but we have direct flights on a daily basis from Halifax, our capital city, into places like New York, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia. There's a high-speed catamaran ferry that runs from Bar Harbor, Maine, into the southwestern tip of Nova Scotia, into Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. It's a day's drive door-to-door from Boston into downtown Halifax. So it's really quite easy to get here, and usually your dollar will go a lot further here in Nova Scotia as well.
And the dollar goes a lot more further, and obviously everybody speaks English. Nova Scotia, obviously named after Scotland, right? It's New Scotland originally. Still some connection with the Scottish heritage of the place?
Yeah, absolutely. Nova Scotia is Latin for New Scotland. So it really pays homage to one of our many cultures and historical connections here. What you'll find is there's actually a wide variety of cultural diversity that's here. And it's one of my favorite things that I love about my home, that it's so diverse from one end of the province to the other in terms of geography and culture. We might look small on the map, but don't let that fool you. We've got a lot to cover, and there's a lot of things to do, places to go, things to see that can pique just about any interest. But from a cultural perspective and that Scottish connection, our first wave of Scottish immigrants came to Nova Scotia in about the mid to late 1700s, and they eventually immigrated to most of the northern part of the province. So even today, when you go into the Cape Breton Island on the north shores of the province, you're going to hear Gaelic speaking in some communities. You'll see road signs in English and Gaelic, but we also have English is spoken right across the province, but there's also pockets of communities where you'll hear Acadian, which is our French language that's here, and there are the Mi'kmaq, which is our Aboriginal language as well. So there's great variety in the cultures here.
Wow. Okay, the kind of activities that somebody could look forward to in a Nova Scotia vacation this spring or summer?
You know, we're almost an island. We have about 8,000 miles of coastline. So obviously the water is physically and literally in our blood, and it influences a lot of our lifestyle, a lot of what we do here. So fantastic opportunities for things like kayaking and canoeing, for paddleboarding, and even surfing. We're a bit of a surfing mecca here. There's fantastic culinary scene. That water obviously leads to fresh seafood that is found in abundance no matter where you go, from lobster to scallops to crab, mussels, oysters, haddock and halibut, you name it. And we're also a strong agricultural region too. You'll see a number of farmlands and orchards and vineyards. We do have over 20 wineries in the province as well. We have our own Appalachian wine called Tidal Bay. So you definitely won't go hungry. You won't be thirsty here. Fantastic golf. We have some of the top-rated golf courses in the world that are located here in the province. So, like I said, I honestly believe that there is something that can tick off the interest box for just about anybody.
Well, I'm a hiker and love hiking. There's hiking trails that look just magnificent and can actually give you some of the payoffs that people know from famous American hiking trails too, right?
Absolutely, and you're bang on. There's dozens and dozens of fantastic hiking opportunities here. Probably some of the more popular ones, and honestly some of my favorite, are found in Cape Breton. It's one of two national parks that we have in the province called the Cape Breton Highlands. That park itself has 26 hiking trails. Probably one of my favorites is called the Skyline. So it's an easy 2 to 3 hour loop trail, But the highlight is when you come to the head of that particular trail, the series of platforms overlooking the highlands, which overlooks the Northumberland Strait, and the views that you have are unsurpassed. You just can't get that anywhere else other than maybe the highlands of Scotland.
So what's the best way for people to get more information about vacationing this spring or summer in Nova Scotia?
We have tons of information on our website, more on what I just talked about, plus so much more with unique accommodations, museums, attractions, and such. And that can all be found at NovaScotia.com.
That's Nova Scotia, N-O-V-A, Scotia, S-C-O-T-I-A.com. And Pam Weinbach, thank you very much for joining us on this, and may the spring and summer come quickly. When does it start warming up significantly in Nova Scotia?
Well, today is any indication. We were almost in the double digits on the plus side today with beautiful sun. But I usually say to be on the safe side and make sure that all the attractions and everything is open and accessible, starting around early May, right through till usually the end of October when the fall colors are in full bloom. But you're going to have a great time no matter when you come into Scotia.
That's great to be working with you, and that's Pam Weinbach, who is a media relations specialist for tourism in Nova Scotia. Information and a click for you to connect directly with www.novascotia.com or Nova Scotia Tourism. You can go to michaelmedved.com. When we get back, more on misallocations of hatred and disinformation coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That was very disturbing to read a couple of days ago. But headline, New York man charged with hate crimes and attacks on 7 Asian women in 2 hours. Now you think about what that means, and then you hear the details. A 28-year-old man was arrested and charged with hate crimes in connection with a 2-hour spree of attacks on women of Asian descent in Manhattan. Another example of a grim wave of violence against Asian Americans. There was no indication that the assailant knew any of the 7 victims, 2 of whom were hospitalized. The police charged the man, Stephen Zajonc, with 7 counts of assault and attempted assault classified as hate crimes, as well as with 7 counts of aggravated harassment and harassment. Mr. Zajonc, whose address was listed as a Midtown drop-in homeless shelter, was taken into custody at a public library on Wednesday. The police said Mr. Zajonc, who was originally from Florida, declined to make a statement after his arrest. The first attack took place at about 6:30 p.m. around East 30th Street and Madison Avenue, about a one-half mile southeast of the library, when the assailant approached a 57-year-old woman and, without uttering a word, punched her in the face. 10 minutes later, and a block west, the nightmare repeated itself. The second victim was 25. The attacks all followed the same template as he made his way south. The next 2 victims, punched in the face just minutes apart, were also in their 20s. At 7:05 p.m., a 19-year-old was elbowed in the face at Union Square. 20 minutes later, the man was on East Houston Street near Mott Street, where he elbowed another woman in the mouth. The man then headed north to Greenwich Village. The last attack occurred near 8th Street and Broadway, close to New York University, about 8:40 p.m. The victim, 20, was shoved to the ground before the attacker fled west. There was no prior interaction and no statements were made at any of the incidents, the police said. The man's image was captured by surveillance cameras and that were operating in various locations. And Lieutenant Elmerol Cephas, a guard who has worked for the library system for 22 years, said in a phone interview that he had seen Mr. Zajonc in the library in recent months, often 6 or 7 days a week, from opening till closing time. In other words, this is a homeless guy who would go into the library and just be taken care of there. He kept to himself and did not cause trouble. Lieutenant Cephas said, though he would often spend a lot of time in the restroom, where he would wash up and change into slippers. Look, the whole idea of libraries, public libraries, which are some of the most precious public spaces we have, being used as homeless shelters, is appalling. Anti-Asian violence in the city has soared during the pandemic. Police recorded 111 bias incidents against Asians in 2021, up from 28 in 2020 and just 3 in 2019. Activists caution that incidents are not always reported to the police or classified as hate crimes, making it difficult to capture the true extent to which Asians are being targeted. Okay, the point about this is a guy without interference who has basically been living, at least for the hours that it's open, at a public library and then had his other needs provided for by a public drop-in center for homeless people. And they go on in the New York Times to describe the series of crimes and 7 assaults where you can pushing an elbow into someone's face and then walking on is a very serious crime. You can knock out teeth. You can hurt people seriously. And we do desperately need certainly to take all the precautions possible against hatred of any group. But the real danger is simply allowing people who are out of control, who are mentally ill, who are deeply troubled, and have no hope of getting out of it, to allow that to go on freely and without meaningful confrontation. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, wanted to confront what she perceives as another form of hatred. This is clip one. Listen.
Well, I think that you have seen the president speak passionately about his view that a bill like this, a bill that would discriminate against families, against kids, put these kids in a position of not getting the support they need at a time where that's exactly what they need, is discriminatory. It's a form of bullying. It is horrific.
Okay, what is she talking about? She's talking about the so-called misnamed Don't Say Gay bill. There is nothing discriminatory about it. What it talks about is the suitability of controversial curricula in terms of dealing with very young kids, because it's mostly directed at what the curriculum would be in public schools that taxpayers pay for children between kindergarten and third grade. And the idea that it is a necessity, that the cost of being accused of discrimination and hatred and viciousness, it is a necessity to inform kindergartners everywhere or second graders everywhere about questions about gender identity, that it is necessary to keep some of this secret from parents. The idea that that is not appropriate, that is not a symptom of hatred. It is not horrific. There is nothing discriminatory. There is nothing that forces people to classify and categorize. Actually, it's the other side that does that. And this is sickening, having to do with the Florida bill that has now been passed and is on its way to becoming law, and I think much to the relief of undoubtedly the great majority of parents in the Sunshine State. Speaking of sunshine, there's a new movie that is actually sunny, loving, deeply inspiring. Take a listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the early 50s, the stars of the wildly popular I Love Lucy were America's sweethearts. But now, following the success of Being the Ricardos, there's a documentary that tells their love story, partially in their own voices, and with the help of their children, including Lucy Arnaz Luckinbill. The movie is called Lucy and Desi, now streaming on Prime Video.
My parents had these audio tapes.
I was madly in love with Desi.
She was fearless.
There was a cost to the success.
And this wonderful film tells that story with a maximum of tenderness and sympathy, with footage of the two stars in their prime that is still as captivating and amusing as it once was. This is not really an alternative to the Oscar-nominated Being the Ricardos. It's more of a captivating supplement. Rated PG for its captivating telling of a story that's both inspiring and ultimately sad. 3.5 stars for Lucy and Desi. And it is a wonderful film. The only criticism would be it portrays them too lovingly and too positively with no real emphasis on the dark side. Speaking of the dark side, with what I was just talking about, a suspect has been nabbed today in a hammer attack on an Asian man, and it turns out he has 47 prior busts, this in New York. The hate-filled hammer attack on an Asian man in a Manhattan train has been known as a transit offender with nearly 4 dozen prior arrests, cops say. Christian Jeffers, this individual, male individual, says he identifies as a woman. He was picked up shortly after 2 p.m. yesterday, actually. This is so terrible, and I wish success to Mayor Eric Adams in New York in beginning to cope with what has been out of control in New York City and, frankly, across the country. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about missile defense with Vladimir Putin emphasizing his nuclear capacity. It's worth talking about. We'll be talking about the 2 North Korean missile launches this year. Is that a problem? And what about the new president of South Korea? We'll be talking to Gordon Chang. And we'll be reviewing a new movie featuring a genuine Hollywood superstar, Madea. Yes, of course, that's Tyler Perry. We will confront that and much more in this greatest nation on God's Green.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.